بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. إلهي قد لذت بك فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك، ولا تحجبني عن معرفتك. إلهي أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجا الزيادة من محبتك. إلهي ألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك، وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك. إلهي هب لي كمال الانقطاع إليك، وأنير أبصار قلوبنا بضياء نظرها إليك، حتى تخرق أبصار القلوب حجب النور فتصل إلى معدن العظمة، وتصير أرواحنا معلقة بعز قدسك. إلهي واجعلني ممن ناديته فأجابك، ولاحظته فسعق لجلالك، فناجيته سرا وعمل لك جهرا. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به من معصيتك. Whatever we want to do, we need two things. First of all, we should have enough power to commit it. Otherwise, without energy and enough power to commit something, we can't do anything. This is first thing. Secondly, we need knowledge concerning the issue which we want to do it. If we don't know what we want to do, where we want to go, we can't do anything. Actually, in our life, we have enough knowledge concerning what we want to do. If I want to go somewhere, I know where I'm going. And concerning the spirituality issue, I know I should do so and so, and what I should do. This is what I know. But what is very important for me is that to have enough power to commit it. Otherwise, without this power and without energy, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. So, in our heart, there are a lot of desires which prevent me to commit my duty, my responsibility between me and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For instance, last week I told you, I would like to offer my nafilatul layl, namaz shab. I would like it because I know the result and the reward of nafilatul layl. I will put down alarm clock and I will wake up. But since I don't have enough power in my heart, I will turn it off and I will continue. I will sleep again. Maybe 2-3 times also I wake up, but I look at sun. When it's very near to sunrise, I will wake up and I will say my 2 rak'at salat al-subh. I don't have enough power to commit my duty, my responsibility, and what I want to do. Sometimes I want to pay charity or sadaqah to some people. I want to pay for mosque, for building a mosque. I want to go to Mecca. I want to go to Mashhad. I want to do something which is good. I would like it because I have enough knowledge concerning that issue. But I should have enough power. Why I say I should have enough power? Because in the beginning I have power. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me power. I have eyes, I have hands, I have everything, I have it. But here is fighting between my will and my desires. So I should get enough power to come over my desires so I can do what I want to do. Here in this phrase, you said, Elahi, oh my God, I would like to do goodness, but I don't have enough power to do it. Help me. Help me. Support me by enough power, so I will take up myself from my first position to second position, and I will commit goodness. Because of that, in our prayer, we say, بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ أَقُومُ وَأَقْوَتِهِ. By support, by help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I'm standing and I'm sitting. Otherwise, by my authority, by my power, by my energy, I can't do ever. One of our ulama said to me, when I was young, I wanted to wake up and offer my nafilatul layl and say my nafilatul layl. But unfortunately, I was young and I couldn't. I went to Ayatollah Bahjat, maybe you heard his name, and I asked him, please, I would like to say my salatul layl, nafilatul layl, namaz shah, but I can't. He told me, do you like? I said, yes, I like it. He asked me, at what time do you like to wake up? I said, 30 minutes before Fajr only, enough for me. I said, okay. From that time up to 10 or 15 years later on, every day, 30 minutes before Fajr, I was seeing Ayatollah Bahjat is in my room and telling me, please wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Whenever I tried to continue in my sleeping, I couldn't. So we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, give me enough power. One of our friends wanted to go to military, as a military. So all the time was sleeping up to 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. We're afraid of him. Said, how will do it? They will beat him. And later on, when he came back, we realized they taught him how he should wake up early. Before, Fajr was wake up. So we say to Allah, oh my God, give me enough power so I can remove myself from bad situation to good situation, from laziness to get high ambitions. And, oh my God, if I could get enough power, I will purify my heart. And by good heart and pure heart, I will come to you. Oh my God, وَأَيْقَدْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكِ. You wake up me for your mahabbah. Otherwise, if I didn't have your mahabba, I couldn't wake up. What does mean? What does mean you wake up me for your mahabba, your love? This means you introduce to me yourself that you love me. So when I realize that you love me, I'm coming towards you more. Oh, you told me I should love you. When I understood that I should love you, I will come to you more. And what is the means of loving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? One, we should look at His blessing, what He gave to us. There are a lot of people here, but they don't have sight. I don't have sight. How I could get it? By my efforts? No. There are a lot of people who wants to have good job, good mind, good company, large or big money, but they don't have good mind to get good business. I have it. How I could get it? By my effort? No. It's based because of my intellect. Through my intellect, I could achieve whatever I have. Who gave me this intellect? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Ilahi, انظر إلي نظرا من ناديته فأجابك واستعملته بمعونتك فأفاءك.
Also last week we said, we have two types of relationship, and there are two types of relationship between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One type of relationship is fixed. We can't change it. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our creator, and we are His creature. We can't change it. But there is another relationship between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which we can change it. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala look at me, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at mu'mineen, a'imma alayhim salam. Exactly. This is two types of relationship between me and Allah, and between Imam alayhi salam and Allah. How Allah look at them and how look at me. Exactly different type of watching, looking. I would ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this phrase, oh my God, I beg you, I ask you, I demand you to look at me as you look at Paulus, as you look at the prophets, as you look at the Imams alayhi salam. Treat me like other people, not treat me like ordinary people.
إلهي هب لي قلبا يدنيه منك شوقه ولسانا يرفع إليك صدقه ونظرا يقربه منك حقه.
We said, if we want to be worthy and fit to get this type of relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we need three means. First of all, qalban, heart, good heart, with love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is first. Second one, وَلِسَانًا يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْكَ صِدْقُهُ. Tongue, which no tell lie, which is true. We sometimes we tell lie to ourselves. We don't know. Sometimes we are telling lie to our God. Sometimes we are telling lie to our people without our understanding.
that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala needs and wants us to have true tongue. This is second. And third thing, vision. Good vision. Whatever we look at it, we look at it as a goodness. I don't know, maybe you heard this hadith. Once a prophet was going towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In his way, he saw a donkey, dead donkey, died. And it was smelling with badly. The prophet said, "Oh, what is it? Oh, it's very bad smelling." Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed to him and said, "Don't look at his smelling. Look at his teeth. How nice. Please, you should not look all the time at the empty place of cup. If you look at cup, it has half of water. One side of it is empty. One side is full. We should look at full side of cup. This is very important for us. All the time we should not look at our badness, our evil in our life. But there are a lot of things which are good and Allah gave it to us. If we could have these things, we will enjoy from life. Otherwise we can't enjoy from our life. Look at Zainab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to Yazid, I think if the tragedy of Karbala and Ashura was put on mountain with damage, nobody can carry and tolerate that tragedy except Zainab. When she came to Yazid and Yazid told her, "How did you see the action of Allah to your brother?" She replied, "Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. I didn't see, but beautiful. But beautiful." This is in our life. Maybe you heard the name of Hafiz. Has a very good point. He says, "Manam che shohre shahram be ishq varzidam. Manam che dide nayaludam be badzidam." It is me who is famous in everywhere, in all the world, because I'm not looking at bad. Whatever I see is good. Whatever I see in my life is good. I don't know what is the meaning of bad. Concerning Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he came to Mecca and he wanted to do tawaf, it's difficult to do tawaf. You have been in Mecca. Hisham was caliph. Several times he tried to come and do his tawaf, but he couldn't. Because nobody takes care of anybody. So suddenly, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam Zainul Abidin came, and the people gave him way and started to do his tawaf. Hisham knew him, but he didn't want the people to know him, those people who were around him. He said to them, "Who is this man?" Farazda, although he was among the people of Hisham,
But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him very good point. And he said, you don't know him. هذا الذي تعرف البقاء وقعته هذا ابن خير عباد الله كلهم. He started to say, up here, ما قال لا قط إلا في تشهده لولا التشهد كان لاؤه نعم. Never! Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, no. He doesn't know what is the meaning of no. But only in tashahud he says, la. Ashhadu an la. Only in his tashahud he says, la. If this wasn't tashahud, he was saying, yes. Instead to say, ashhadu an la, he was saying, ashhadu, yes. Na'am. Instead to say la, no, he was saying in tashahud also, na'am. This is his character. So, the third thing which we needed, vision, good vision. We look at everything, that everything is beautiful. Because it has relationship with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This was from last week, and we talked about it. Since some of our people weren't here, I repeat it. Elohi, أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجى الزيادة في محبتك. Oh my God, put me in the people of your love, your velaya. Put me among the people of your love, your mahabba. Here, I don't want to translate velaya as a love, but usually they translate it to love or friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are two things which we should know it here. First of all, there are some people who are people of Vilayatullah. Do you know Vilaya? Okay, so we want to find out what is the meaning of Vilaya. There are some people who, people of Vilayatullah. Because we say, oh my God, أقمني, put me among the people of Vilayatullah, Vilayatika, your Vilaya. So, there should be some people. This is one. Secondly, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to put us among these people. We be with them. This is second. Now we want to find out what is the meaning of Vilaya. Actually, I couldn't get any term to be exactly translation of Vilaya. Some say Vilaya means al-mahabba, love. Some say Vilaya means friendly, and other things. I can't give you certain term as a translation of Vilaya, but we explain about it. Vilaya means, the concept of Vilaya means certain relationship between two groups or two people, which sometime between them influence each to other, or influence only from one side to other. The second side doesn't have any influence to another side, to another group. So the vilaya means relationship between two things. Two people, two men, two women, or two group, or two other things. But there should be between these two sides influence, effect. Sometimes this influence and effect is from two sides, but sometimes only from one side. For instance, We have in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 38. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ Indeed, certainly, the awliya of people of Allah, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ They don't have any fear in their life or in hereafter. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They are not sad. And every day in our iqama, we say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ أَلِيًّا وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ We realize that Allah is Wali of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And here we say, Ali is Waliullah. Ali is Waliullah, and Allah is also Wali of Imam Ali. This means that there is certain relationship between these two sides, Allah and Imam Ali alayhi salam. And exactly there is influence and effect between these two sides. But from one side to another, Allah has effect and influence in Imam Ali. But there is no any influence and effect from Imam Ali alayhi salam to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Isn't it? So, but sometimes this influence is from both sides. Like this verse of Holy Quran, chapter 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 71. We say, Al-Mu'minuna ba'aduhum awliya'a. Al-Mu'minun, believer, some of them, awliya, to others. This means there is relationship between mu'minin. So, both sides has effects and influence each to other, isn't it? So, this is from each to other. Or, for instance, we say, father, the father is wali of his child. We don't say. But son or child, his daughter, is not wali of his father. Father has influence and effect to his child. But child doesn't have this influence or effect to his father. Sometimes angels are our awliya. We have in Surah Al-Fussilah, chapter 41, verse 31, we say, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala narrates from angels. They say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Angels say to the mu'mineen, to the believers, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ We are your awliya فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا in your hayat, in your life here. And jinn and shaitan also, they can be awliya of some people. In Surah Nahl, chapter 16, verse 100. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ The authority of shaitan, Satan, is over those people who follow him. So his awliya, here Allah says, عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ They make him as their awliya, their boss. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ In Surah Baqarah. Ayatul Kursi, verse 257. However, Wali means there is certain relationship between two sides, or two groups, or two people, two men or women. Here we say, oh my God, put me among the people of your wilaya. There are two types of wilaya between creature and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Between the universe and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Between the world and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are two types of relationship. First type of first stage of relationship is general relationship, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created everything, and this relationship is lordship between Allah and creator. Allah created everything, this is first. Secondly, He managed the affairs of everything. It's not He left them. He managed the affairs of everything. He guides everything, but generally. Plant, stone, animal, bird, and human being. This is first stage or first type of relationship, which we name it lordship. Or in Arabic we say al-rububiyya, is our Rabb. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen means this type of relationship between Allah and Alameen, world or universe. Second type of relationship between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the universe or creature is a specific relationship. There is a condition for it. It's not between Allah and everybody. This type of relationship Allah has with only specific people. Look at the president of the country. Actually he should have relationship with all people of his country. But there is certain relationship between him and specific people because of some reason. He will go with them out, he will take care of them, he will look at them, he will invite them, he will go to them. This is a specific relationship. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has relationship with specific people, certain people. Those who are awliya Allah. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to put them, us, among these people. Among the prophets. Among the a'imma alayhi salam. What is the condition of this? Only one thing. الله ولي الذين آمن الله ولي الذين آمن الله is their ولي. What does mean Allah will take care of their affairs? Please, we know sometimes if we want to do something we can't do it. We don't know how we should do it. Or we don't have power. We don't have enough money. And a lot of things. But we give it to somebody to do it for us. If this man is honest and kind, and we have very good relationship with him, we will rest. We are not worried about him. We know he will do better than what I want to do. So, I want to build a house, but I will not go there. Why? Because I ask my brother to do it for me. You will ask me, please, why you are not going to look at the masons, laborers, and what they are doing? Say, oh, my brother is there. He will do better than what I want to do. Isn't it? How I trust in him? Because he knows what he has to do and what he should do. Now, we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to take care of our efforts. We should trust in him. We should give our efforts, our life, whatever we want it, to his hand. We say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh my God, I don't know how I should manage my life. here and hereafter. I don't know how I should educate my children, how I should deal with my business, but I will overhand it to you and you take care of everything. Allah waliyu allatheena aamanu. Allah is their wali. He takes care of them. What he will do for them? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He takes them off from ظُلُمَات, darkness, towards lightness. And in another verse, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Oh, certainly, indeed, the awliya Allah, those people who granted or who gave their efforts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they don't have any fear. They are not sad. Because they know Allah will take care of them. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the day of Ashura, I think the badness, or sadness time, it was when he brought his baby, Ali ibn al-Aswad, 6 months. And he asked them to water him. Nothing else. Water. 3 days, he didn't drink drop of water. He brought him towards the people and he showed him to them and he told him, please look at him. Give him water or not, he will die. But because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give him some drops of water. They allow him. They kill him. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam watching his baby. There is a certain statement from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He says, هَوَّنَ عَلَيَّ أَنَّهُ بَأَيْنِ اللَّهِ. Basically, basically. Say, I'm not worried. Why? Because Allah look at it. Allah look at it. If he wanted to protect him from being killed, he could. But because Allah sees, I'm not worried about anything. هَوَّنَ عَلَيَّ أَنَّهُ بَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Make it easy for me and I'm not worried about what happened to me. Because I gave my authority, my efforts, whatever I have it in the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One of our ulama was saying exactly, actually not you, but me, we don't trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as we trust in our money. Our trust in our money is more than our trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are worrying a lot concerning our future. What will happen to us? Oh, I should get this amount. I should buy this land. I should do so and so and so and so. Why? Because in the future I need it. I need it. Maybe there will be some difficulty for me, so I need it. Oh, there is no God? Allah can provide for you. Allah can give you. One of our relative, he had only one child, one son. I remember at that time I was very young, I was a small boy. They were asking him, please, why you don't have more children? He said, no, I don't want. Why? Because I want to provide for him everything. I don't want to be like my father. He didn't give anything to us because we're 5 brothers and 6 sisters. He couldn't provide for us good education, good house, good car, good business. So I don't want to be like my father. I have one child and I want to get him married. I want to buy for him house, his private house for himself. I want to buy car for him. I want to... a lot. Say, okay. He was only thinking about his activity, his power and his authority. Unfortunately, he lost whatever he had. And his son, because of some circumstance, he got some sickness. Whomever he was getting married with her, after some months, he divorced. And he was paying a lot of money. Because he wanted to get very rich lady and wife, so he has to put in mahar, doing a mahar sunnah, a lot. $100,000, so he paid to first one. Second, $100,000 also he paid to that, to her. The third one, fourth one, so finally he couldn't get anything and still he doesn't have anything. Because he wanted to provide for his son everything. And he couldn't. So, Elohim, أقمني في أهل ولايتك. Oh my God. Put me among the people of your wilaya. Those people who think that you are their wali. And they submitted their offers to Allah, to you. And I'm sure you know how you should manage it for them. Put me among those people. I'm sure I'm not worthy for that position, for that situation. But you can put me among these people and you take care of my children. Take care of my worthy. Take care of everything in here and after that. Elohi, وَأَلْهِمْنِي وَلَهَمْ بِذِكْرِكَ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِكَ. Oh my God. Give me love to your remembrance, to remember you, to do your zikr. It seems here a question. Oh, you want me to put in among those people? How? You are not fit for that situation and position. How can I put you among those people? This phrase is answer of that question. Actually, there's no question, but seems there should be a question. You say, oh my God, yes, I'm not fit for that position. I'm not worthy for that position. But give me love towards your remembrance. If I could do zikrak, your zikr, I will get worthy and fitness for that situation and that position. After that, you can put me on that side. What does mean zikr? Usually when we say zikr, automatically comes to our mind that I should say 100 times, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, O Subhanallah, 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 O La Ilaha Illallah, Ilaha Illallah, Ilaha Illallah. Yes, this is good. You should do it. Our Prophet every day was saying, 70 times was saying, Astaghfirullah Rabbi Wasim. Astaghfirullah Rabbi Wasim. There is a certain hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. When the barber wanted to cut his hair here, what is the name of this? Mustache. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was remembering Allah. He was saying zikr. His lips was open. He said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, please, I want to cut. I'm afraid maybe I cut your lip. Imam Ali alayhi salam told him, don't worry, we don't have enough time.
Yes.
Saying dhikr is good. We should say dhikr. But exactly the meaning of dhikr is not reciting a certain type of dhikr. 100 times, 420 or so much. No. Dhikr means remember. We should remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all of our situations. If we are in our work, we should not forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we are in the mosque, we should not forget. If we are in our house, we should not forget Him. All the time we remember Him. This is the meaning of dhikr. Continuously in this phrase we say, O وَهَمَّتِي فِي رُوحِ نَجَاهَ أَسْمَائِكَ وَمَحَلَّ قُدْسِكَ. Oh my God, put my high ambition to reach to your asma, to your names. What does it mean? How I can get closeness to name of Allah Tabarak, to the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Exactly, we can't understand by our intellect, by our mind, what is the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We say, but to realize it, to understand it, is difficult for ordinary people like me and like a lot of people. Because every name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has evidence. For instance, one name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Alim, Ghafoor, Kareem, Hayy, Wadud. It has certain evidence. For instance, when I say microphone, this is evidence of microphone. Book, this is evidence of book. Okay? Paper. This is evidence of paper. Sample of it. Or evidence of it. When I say my knowledge, there is no evidence for it. Isn't it? There is no evidence for it. Can you show it to me? My ignorance. Can you show it to me? No. But for the name, each name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has certain evidence and existence and is not separated from His essence. It's exactly, there is unity between His essence and His name and His attributes. But how is it? I don't know. I can't understand it. This is something I can't understand. It's difficult to understand. So, but we say, oh my God, put my high ambitions to reach to your name. How we can reach to your name? Let me give you an example. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us. And there is circle. Inna lillah. He left us and filled us, came down from immaterial to material world. So we are very far from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at circle. We are very far from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So wa ilayhi raji'un. We should go towards Him. We should go towards Him. Going towards Him exactly is not by material thing, or for example you ride your car or airplane or something else go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this something is spirituality. How we can go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We should get close to Him. How we can get closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? How we can be very close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? By getting His attributes. I can say the philosophy of majority, but all our types of worshiping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that to get a little bit attribute of Allah or color of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to the Quran. For instance, one attribute of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is immaterial. He will not eat. He will not drink. He asks us for a certain time, we should not eat, we should not drink, to be like him, to get a little bit his color. One of his attributes is generosity, is generous. Sometimes he asks us and orders us, you should pay. We will go to Mecca. Even Hajj, exactly, Hajj. From beginning of Hajj up to end of Hajj is to get the attribute of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to put the attribute of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into yourself and change yourself and get the color of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, paint yourself by color of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How? We are attached to our dress. This is Primark. That one is John Lewis. John Lewis is correct. That one something, and we're proud of it. I'm proud of my glass. I'm proud of my, I don't know, turban. I'm proud of everything. Even sometimes we're proud of our ring. Oh, the value of this. Sometimes we're proud of our hair. Oh, look at the nice. But when we go there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants you to break down everything. Leave. Put off all your dress. You should not wear it. Don't use any zina, ornament. Leave it out. Don't use it. Even, don't look at mirror. Don't look at it. Because when you look at it, you want to enjoy from your face. Oh, alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created second Yusuf. I'm second Yusuf. No, don't look at me wrong. Sometimes, please, if they ask us walk, we will not walk. But he said, okay, seven times you should walk. Go and come back, go and come back, go and come back. Why? We want to put down your album. You should not do that. Calm down. You should be humble. You should be humble. Oh, I will go there and I should slaughter the sheep, cow, camel. Yes, do it. Why? Keep quiet. Oh, it will be useless. Keep quiet. Leave it. You should throw stone one pillar seven times. Why? I want you to be humble. I don't want you to be arrogant. I want you to be humble. Because I'm humble. You should be humble. I'm generous. You should be generous. So you should put down your soul. This is Hajj. And there are a lot of things. We were in Mecca and a doctor came from America and joined our caravan. And we were telling them how they should do their Hajj. We told them, please, one of wajib and obligatory of Hajj, you should shave your hair. Said, never I will do. Never I would. I told him, please, you should not wear gold ring here, because this is for zina. I said, never I will take it off. So, okay. This is up to you, but your Hajj is invalid. You should do it again next year. I said, no, I came here. I will not do it. Okay. And he was very rich. Because he was the owner of the hospital in US. In the day of Arafah,
in the evening time, during the sunset, I saw him. His face was burned by sun. And he cried and he came to us. And he told us, Araftullah, Araftullah. Because Arafta means knowing Allah. So I knew Allah. I will do whatever you tell me. So what happened? He told me, I left the tenant. I wanted to see the places and the people, what they are doing. But I lost my way. I didn't know where I should go. I couldn't speak Arabic. And nobody can help me. I was going to the people, asking, please, I'm doctor. I'm on at the hospital. I have 2 airplanes. Where is my place? Go. Go. Nobody was taking care of me. I understood I'm nothing. Doctor, 2 airplanes, hospital, hotel, so and so, nothing. Even he told me, I asked a porter, a man who bought some goods, asked him, please, I'm ready to give you $1,000, but come with me and direct me my tent. He refused to come. I understood and I realized I'm not. This is getting near to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Elohi. Habli, this is time, yeah, this is so. Elohi habli kamal al-inbita'i ilayik wa anir abshara qulubina bidhiya'i nabariha ilayik hatta takhriqa abshara al-qulub hujab al-nur fatasila ila ma'dan al-azama wa tasira arwaqna mu'allaqatan bi'idhi qudshik. This phrase is very difficult to understand. Oh my God, give me complete vision. Al-inqita'i ilayk. To be avoid of everything and come to you. So if I could do, I can see you by my heart. I can see you by my heart. My Lord, grant me complete servants of my relationship with everything. This is difficult. How we can avoid everything from ourselves? Elohi, habli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. Please, as we know, we are living in this world. We need a lot of things. For instance, we are thirsty. We need something to remove our thirst. We look at it to get it. We will find out the water will make us satisfied with these desires, with our needs. After that, we will find out, oh, we are hungry. We want to remove our hunger. We look everything to get something to make us satisfied with our hunger. We will find out the food, bread, or everything to eat. This is our basic needs. After that, we will find out that we need house. We'll buy a house, we need carpet. Oh, I need TV. I need watch. I need mobile. Oh, I need wife, husband. I need children. I don't want to leave this world. Why? I want to see my grandson. I want to see. And when I will see my grandson, I say, no, it's not enough. I want to see, what is this? Yes, I want to see him also. This is what my grandfather was saying. No, I want to see them. I don't want now to die. After that, every day, our needs will be more than previous. Last 2 years, I didn't need mobile or computer, but now I need it. Maybe now, at the moment, I don't need something, but in the future, I need it. And I will get it. Isn't it? Everything, this is our life. It's not only you or me, everybody. So, some children, grandchildren, property, computer, whatever we need. They surrounded us. They are getting us. And like spider, they are putting us and they put a lot of rope around us. And we get more attached to these things. And it is very difficult to remove your heart from these things. Because you get attached to it. You can't remove it. Because those people who used to smoke, is in the beginning very difficult for them to leave it. It's very difficult for them. Or whatever we have it. However, we attach to everything, to our house, to our wife, to our children, to our grandson. We want to see more, we want to get more. This prevents us from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What prevents us from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so we will be far from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We can't see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because only we have one heart, and our heart will be full of this attachment. Now, we pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ilahi, happily, oh my God, grant me complete servants of my relationship or relation with everything which I have. So what is the result of this? I don't want to explain about more. What is the result of getting avoiding ourselves from these things and break down this attachment? وَأَمِرْ أَبْصَارَ قُلُوبِنَا بِضِيَاءِ نَظَرِهَا إِلَيْكَ. Well, we can remove this attachment from ourselves, we can see by light of our eyes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and light the eyes of our hearts with the light of they are looking at you. This is the result of it. So we will see you by our hearts. There is certain riwayah, hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Za'bal al-Yamani came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and he told him, O ya Abul Hasan, hal ra'ayta rabbak? Did you see your God, your Lord? Imam told him, Lam a'bud rabban lam arah. I will not worship the Lord or God which I not see him. The man surprised. He told him, how you can see your God? Imam Ali alayhi salam said, لا تراح العيون بمشاهدة العيان ولكن تراح القلوب بحقائق الإيمان. I can't see my God by my sight, but I will see him by reality of Iman and faith by my heart. How this is possible? Please, I will give you an example. Now you don't have fear. You can't feel any fearness.
you can't feel anything about afraid. You don't afraid. But you will see something and you afraid always. You will see that fear in your heart. How you will see it? Is it anybody explaining to you what is it? No. But you saw it. By through a certain evidence or accident or event, you could see it. Now you are not feeling thirst. You are not thirsty. After 5 hours, you are feeling thirsty. Or thirst. Or hunger. You will see it by your eyes, by your heart, how you are hunger. How you are thirsty. You will feel it by your heart. You don't need anybody to teach you. You don't need anybody to come and tell you, please, now you are thirsty. Now you are hungry. But you will watch it by your heart. As you watch me, I'm here. We say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, if I could, by your support, your help, take off this attachment from myself, I can see you by the light of my heart. I can remove the evil, the curtain of my heart, and I can see you through my heart. It's not only by seeing of eyes. Please, now you tell me, oh, I see you yesterday here. I said, no, yesterday I wasn't here. You tell me, sorry, I make mistake. Because our sight maybe make mistake. But never our heart makes mistake. Because this is intuitive knowledge. If I tell you, you will tell me, please, I'm hungry. I will tell, no, you are not hungry. If 1,000 times I swear by God, you are not hungry. You tell me, please, I'm hungry. How do you swear by God, I'm not hungry? Because you touch it. You get it in yourself that you are hungry. But if you tell me, oh, I saw you yesterday, and exactly you saw me yesterday. I will tell, no, I wasn't here. I swear by God, I wasn't here. You tell me, okay, maybe I'm here. What is the difference between these two types of knowledge? There is no any door of making mistake in first type of knowledge, when you see by your heart, intuitive knowledge. But there is room for making mistake in second type of knowledge, when you see by your eye, your sight. So, say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, I would like to see you by my heart, but I don't know how I can see you. In my heart, there is no any way to get in you, but one thing, to remove and take off my attachment. So, if there is nothing, I will see you. I will get you. Once I told you, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam, before his martyrdom, he sent all of his family and they got martyred. His Aliyun al-Akbar, his Aliyun al-Asghar, his Abbas, and all, Ja'far. Why? Because he wanted to know be any attachment between him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He wanted to go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even having one baby, maybe prevent you. Having Ali ibn al-Akbar, prevent you. So he wanted to break down whatever he had it. And should not be any attachment between him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ilahi waj'alni مَمَّنْ نَادَيْتَهُ فَأَجَابَهُ. Oh my God, make me among those people who called you, and you reply, I'm shy. This means, if I could see you, whenever I ask you, whatever I ask you, you will answer me. وَلَاحَبْتَهُ فَسَعِقَ لِجَلَالِكِ And you watch him, you look at him, and they are full of love towards you. And after that, فَنَاجَيْتَهُ He started to speak with him. Secretly. وَأَمِلَ لَكَ جَحْلًا There are certain people, Allah talk with them. This is from Alhamdulillah. This is something actually, I can't understand how we can use this. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.